Eof Chapter 32. Hello, my name is Professor Smada Rosenzweig. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Eof Perek Lamed Bet, Chapter 32. To recap Chapter 31, Eof called out to God and invites him to see his righteousness and moral deeds. Eof said to God, "My eyes never wandered. I never stole. I never committed adultery. I always dealt fairly with my servants. I aided the poor, the orphan, the widow. I never served idolatry. I was never joyous when my enemy was defeated. I entertained guests. I swear," says Eof, "I am telling the truth and not hiding my iniquity." The Ralbag, Gersonides, in 1300 Provence, southern France, sums up Eof's last speeches, and again, this is a review, in this manner. Eof always had the view that humans were responsible for their actions, and Eof says about himself, "I never sinned," and as a result, he should get good recompense. He was always a believer in recompense, in gemul, and acted accordingly. You do good deeds, good things will happen to you. Therefore, the tragedies that befell Eof could not be in Eof's mind as a result of punishment. So it can't be that God is acting in this world, because otherwise God would have to pay him positively. So it must be that God detached himself from man's actions in this world and doesn't relate to the actions that man does. And that's why Eof is so upset, because Eof felt that God should pay him positively, and because he didn't, then that upset Eof's whole view of the world. He expected that his good deeds would lead him to a great destiny, and now he has a bad destiny and feels his future destiny will be bad, horrible, desolate, a tortured death that he doesn't deserve. So Eof ends his arguments with this bewilderment about the world. "I thought that God was just and that there is divine justice. And now I see that there isn't. And God isn't answering me." And then it ends with Tamu Divrei Eof. And those are the end words of Eof. So what's going to be the answer now? On the one hand, we could have expected God's going to step in now, but God doesn't yet. We have several chapters by one of the friends, a new individual who we are introduced to, not a friend, I shouldn't say a friend, a new individual whose name is Elihu ben Barachel, Elihu who God blessed, Barachel, from the family of Buzi, who's from the family of Ram, who Rashi identifies as Avraham, our patriarch. The chapter begins with the opening sentence that the three friends ceased to answer Eof, because Eof considered himself righteous, ki hu tzadik be'enav. So the friends had nothing anymore to say. They were trying to convince him that he is being punished because he sinned. And Eof kept on saying, "I didn't sin. I was really amazing and God's punishing me." So the friend said, "Okay, nothing more to say." Now that the friends had nothing to say, Eof said, "Listen, I'm telling you, I'm good. I don't deserve this terrible suffering. I was moral. I was ethical. I had a great life and now I have a terrible life. What's going on?" So Elihu now steps up to speak. He is also upset with Eof, because Eof thinks he is more righteous than God. But Elihu was also upset with the friends, because they could not answer Eof, and they condemned Eof. So Elihu is upset at everyone. Rashi says the Masoretes emended the text, Because really, Elihu's intention was to say that the friends are condemning God, not only Eov, by not finding a good answer versus Eov. The Masoretes were the great editors of the biblical text to ensure the integrity of the biblical text. The language used here with Elihu is very strong. Chara apo. He is very angry. It is used three times to accent Elihu's anger. The verses continue to say that Elihu waited to speak because he was younger than the others. He felt, how could he speak before the elderly, more wisdom, more wise adults? And I'm putting it in quotation marks. Elihu's soliloquy begins with the words Vaya'an as well, so it continues in the pattern of the book. He responds, and I'm starting from verse 6. Vaya'an Elihu ben Barach el Habuzi, Vayomar. Tsa'ir ani layamim, va'atem yeshishim, al kein zachalti va'ira mechavot de'i itchem. Then Elihu, son of Barachel the Buzite, said in reply, I have but few years, meaning I'm young, while you are old. Therefore I was awestruck and fearful to hold forth among you. I felt I couldn't speak. I thought, Amarti, Yamim Yedaberu, Verov Shanim Yodiu Chochma. I thought, oh, let the old people speak. Let the elderly declare wise things. Achen Ruachi Be'enosh, V'nishmat Shaddai Tivinem. But God is in whoever he picks to be and gives understanding. Not by age, but just by whoever he picks to give understanding, i.e. me, says Elihu. Lo rabim yechkamu uzkenim yavinu mishpat. It's not always the aged who are wise and the elders who understand how to judge. You see how Elihu gives this whole speech, how I'm younger, and I thought the old people have the knowledge and the wisdom, but I see it's not true. I'm sitting here listening to all of you, and I'm not impressed by your answers. Lachen amarti shim'a li achave dei afani. So I listened to all of you, and I said, okay, listen to me now, and I'm going to give my opinion. L'divrechem azin ad tvunotechem. Ad techkirun milin. I waited until I heard your speeches and I listened to your insights and you probed the issues. But as I listened, none of you could argue with Eov. None of you can offer a good reply to his statements, which means Elihu is coming in and saying, I really listened to all of your speeches and you're all wrong. And there are different opinions about Elihu. Is he amazing? Is he chutzpahdik? Is he really kind of bringing a compromise between all the different views? Is he adding a lot to the conversation? But we even see in his language what he thinks about himself. He heard all the arguments, and now he's going to give the ultimate answer. So I leave it to you. If you think over the next few chapters, is Elihu really giving a much better answer than the friends? Pen tomru matzanu chochma. I fear you will say, we have found the wise course. And Hashem, God, will defeat him, not man. But none of you have given a good answer. Therefore, I want to give my opinion after I heard all of you speak and you all stopped, and now it's my turn. E'ene af ani chelki. Achave dei afani. I want to speak. I want to give my opinion. Ki milati milim hetziktani ruach bitni. I am so full of words that the wind in my stomach is pressing me. A very interesting image. The words in my mouth and in my stomach are so powerful that I really want them to burst forth. I'm holding it back and I must get it out. Hine vitni ki yein lo yipateach ki ovot chadashim yibakea. My belly is like wine that has not been opened. You know, it's in a wineskin and then you open it and sometimes it has a force, right? When we know we open champagne, like jugs of new wine ready to burst. Ah, adabra v'irvachli, iftach svatai v'ene. Then I'll open my mouth and I'm going to speak. Because if I don't speak, I'm going to burst and I'm going to die. So it's so fascinating that practically the whole perek is just about Elihu saying, I have something to say. You old people thought that you had something to say, but I heard you really didn't say anything and solve the problem. Now it's my turn. I really have something to say. So we really see from Elihu's own words, he comes off as a young, arrogant whippersnapper. Let's see if he's going to tell it like it is. Let's see if he won't embellish, as he says, his words to satisfy anyone or be sycophantic. He says in the end, I don't know how to hold back my words and be diplomatic. I'm just going to say what I have to say. Al na esa pnei ish ve'el adam lo achaneh. I'm not going to show regard for any man or temper my speech for anyone's sake. Ki lo yadati achane, kim'at yisa'eni oseni. For I don't know how to temper my speech. So let's see, when we get to actual words and content from Elihu, let's see what he has to say. What do you think? If he brings new life into this discussion, does he add a different dimension? In the next chapter, chapter 33, Elihu, after another introduction, will begin his rejoinder. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.